From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Tyler Rocky and Barry Cronin, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Welcome back and good morning. It is the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Rocky. He's Barry Cronin. This segment brought to you by PGA Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. And now we head out to the Jersey Mike's hotline, Jersey Mike's a sub above, to talk with the general manager of the PGA Superstore out in Downers Grove. It's Tony Dirks joining us on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Tony, and thanks so much for taking some time for us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Tony, it's a big. We had a big day yesterday in the 80s. Did you have a big day yesterday in the store, or has everybody been preparing? And what are some of the hot products that people are interested in this year?
Well, yeah, it was awesome to see the sun and 80 degrees yesterday for sure. I think we've all been waiting for that moment, right?
Right.
Not been a very kind spring. I think a lot of people were out enjoying it yesterday. Every course I drove by certainly was full, and we were busy in the morning, and then I think people were enjoying it in the afternoon. And there's certainly a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement around the game right now from a product standpoint. I would say, arguably, we're in the best inventory position that we've been in for at least 2 years with, all the fun with the supply chains. But yeah, certainly golf clubs, you've got your big ones from TaylorMade with the Stealth line and Callaway with the Rogue lineup. Those are kind of leading the charge for us. Just a ton of performance, a ton of innovation, and just general excitement around those. And then, of course, Scotty Cameron, anytime they release a new line, that gets people excited as well. They just came out with their updated Phantom line of putters. So continue to see success around that for people getting the ball in the hole a little faster.
Tony Dirks, the general manager of the PGA Superstore out in Downers Grove, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Tony, what is something that, okay, maybe it's not top of mind, but you don't want to be left without when you're going out for the first round of the year? What is that sort of like, oh, crap, I don't have that in my bag item that you want to make sure people have before they go out for their first round, or maybe they forgot it for their first round yesterday?
Well, I mean, obviously we need ammo when we're out on the course, right?
especially for that first round, right?
right. Shaking a little bit of the rust off from the winter. So obviously making sure that we find the right golf ball, and certainly we can help with that. But I would say being stocked up on your essentials, your golf balls, your tees, your gloves, if you wear them, maybe some fresh spikes in your shoes if you've got replaceable spikes. If not, maybe a new comfortable pair to keep you moving forward out there. And we're excited around the footwear line. I mean, there's a couple of new brands out there that are really splashing that scene with G4 and even Johnston and Murphy's making golf shoes now, and we're going to be carrying those here in the next week or two. So certainly excited to stay comfortable on the course.
Tony, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I've seen different websites and different Instagram pages, et cetera, and so forth, talking about what are the five best golf shoes, and they name brands that I've never heard of. So I wonder, to what extent do these lists, that run in Golf Digest, Golf Magazine, My Golf Spy, whatever, there's all kinds of these. Like, do people come in? How influential are these websites and magazines on what people come in looking for?
I would say it has a pretty great impact. People certainly, I think everyone's always looking for a competitive edge in whatever they're doing. And, sometimes, unfortunately, people will take advice from their friends that I've been playing for 30 years and here's a swing tip, and it might do a little more harm than good. But when we're talking product, I think certainly the Hot List, as you mentioned, and a lot of other great venues, they give some great reviews and certainly at least will start a conversation with us on, hey, here's what I saw, here's what I've heard, and then we can take the ball and run with it from there and give some suggestions on what may actually make sense for them. But you're right, there's brands out there. I mean, you see Barstool now. Barstool's making everything and anything as it relates to golf apparel and accessories. And I think the common theme is people are just, they want to have fun out there. And now we're really starting to see people show that off through how they look on the course. So I think it's great. I think it's a great direction.
Tony, you talked about some of these, especially with the shoes, there's these brands that are popping up all over the place right now. And for some people, there may be some hesitancy of, I've never heard of this. Am I likely to try it? Do I want to try something new? Or do I just want to hang with old reliable here? What are some of those brands that have gotten good reviews and they're a brand that maybe you haven't heard of before?
Yeah, again, I think a lot of people, they're kind of in that comfort zone with your FootJoys and your Nikes and your Adidas, right? But the one that really stands out for me is G4. If you've not tried on a pair of these shoes, they're just unbelievably comfortable. They've got this very unique insole that, I mean, the only way I can describe it is it feels like it's massaging your foot as you're walking the course. Wow. Just super high quality. And then, you know, a lot of people are seeing brands that maybe you do have some familiarity with, but it's been off the course. Like I mentioned, Johnston & Murphy, a lot of people would never, you know, really attribute them to a golf shoe, but I got to tell you, these things are every bit as comfortable, if not more so, than their common business or dress shoes. So those would be two that absolutely stand out. I think the sky's the limit, though. You're going to continue to see new brands pushing their way onto the market, and Peter Millar is making golf shoes now, and it's great to see. I think the game's in a very healthy and still rapidly growing spot.
Tony Dirks, the general manager of the PGA Superstore in Downers Grove, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Tony, obviously you guys have control of what you bring into the store. What makes you want to bring in some of these lesser known brands? What is it for you that, all right, I want to carry that product, even though I may not have heard of this brand, or I may not have heard of this brand, like you brought up with Johnston & Murphy, in the golf sphere?
Right. Yeah, I think really it goes back to one of our core values that we hold near and dear, and that's listen and respond. You know, we're constantly getting feedback from either our associates or our guests that come in the stores, and it doesn't take long. If you hear multiple people saying, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Are you going to get this? I'll give you an example. There's an accessory out there called the Divot Board. I don't know if you've seen this thing, but it's a practice aid that you hit golf balls off of, and you can hit him inside, you can hit him in your garage, wherever, and the board will actually show you your divot path, and you can take away a lot of feedback from that. I mean, we started getting people saying, hey, you got to get this, you got to get this, and, you know, now we're we've been able to partner with that vendor and our buying team, and you know, that's one small example, but it's just constantly trying to listen to what people are excited about, and then us doing our homework and seeing if we can make it happen.
You know, Tony, the nature of golf retailing has changed a lot over the years. You know, it used to be you'd have a little golf shop in every suburb of Chicago. And, of course, now you've got the big box retailers, which is you, really, maybe a couple of others. But inside the PGA Superstore, you have not only products, but you have fitting and you have indoor driving range and different things. Talk a little about, if you could, how your retailing experience that you offer your customers has changed, and especially in the area of fitting clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of believe that our services that we offer are what really differentiate us. As soon as you walk in the building, you see this full-service club repair shop where you can have anything and everything done to your equipment. If you need us to adjust loft or lie or grips or reshaft, add weight, take weight away, I mean, all that can be done there. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, all the fitting options. We have several bays where we can fit you for any of the equipment that we carry, or if you bring in your own equipment and you're curious if adjustments need to be made on that, we've got the experts there that will spend the time and really, at the end of the day, let the numbers do the talking. I think that's another unique factor with us. We carry all these great brands and we've got all these great vendor partners, but at the end of the day, we're not pushing one or the other, right? We're there to see what makes the most sense, what's producing the results for you and your game based off of your level and what you're able to do. But then we can always help to improve your game as well, because we have certified instructors in every one of our stores that's all they do all day. They give lessons. They give private lessons in our stores. So all the technology that they have available, they're going to dissect your swing and really help try to get you to better understand what you're doing and why the golf ball is going where it's going.
One other product I wanted to ask you about is the electric golf cart. A lot of people like to walk, but more and more I'm finding people just hate to drag the push cart around. And so they're buying these electric golf carts. One buddy of mine, I couldn't believe it, spent $1,500 on a golf cart, electric golf cart. But he said it's the greatest thing he's ever invested in. Do you have a lot of those? Are you finding that those are popular even at that? I mean, that's more than I paid for my first car, Tony. Admittedly, that was a while ago. But still, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there can be some sticker shock, as you mentioned, on some of these. But yeah, we carry a solid lineup of these electric carts, and they're super well built. They're kind of fun as well, because some of these, the range on them, you could have this thing hundreds of yards ahead of you if you really wanted to. So you've got the remote control and it's taken the pressure off of you carrying your clubs. You're able to get some exercise out there, and hopefully we see the weather start to continue in a positive trend. But, yeah, they are certainly becoming more and more popular. And I think you've seen 6 million people either come back to the game or take up the game for the first time. And, you know, people are making decisions. Do I want to ride in a cart? Do I want to carry my bag? Do I want to maybe do something in between with this push cart that I can use a remote control and have a little fun with that. But they're fantastic units, and glad to hear your buddy's happy with that $1,500 option.
I don't know if he has a choice. He has to be happy with it.
He plays 100. He said he plays 100 rounds a year, 100 rounds a year, and he walks, you know, 80 of them. And he decided, listen, this is just – so you know what? The way I look at it, Tony, is the same way I look at getting your clubs fitted, is that, if it's your hobby and you're putting a lot of time into it, you might as well be happy with it. It's like a fisherman buying a boat or something. You know, you might as well invest in the thing that you love to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally agree. And like I said, I think you're seeing more and more people even still through the pandemic. We saw so many people come into the stores and buy package sets. They're, you know, first time out. And that's kind of been an eye opener for me this year. The package sets, the kind of starter sets, they continue to be thriving. And I think the game's just it's so much more approachable now. You see, I'll go back to the apparel and the fashion. We've got more vendor partners in our women's apparel department than we do our men's apparel department anymore. I mean, it's just, there's so many fun brands out there. William Murray's making men's and women's apparel. Jay Lindberg offerings, Bad Birdie, like I said, Barstool. I mean, it's just, it's so much fun, and I hope we can continue to have fun with the game and grow it, because you're right. People are making big investments, and it's for something that they love, and we want to help them continue that.
Tony Dirks, the general manager of the PGA Superstore, our guest here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline, Jersey Mike's A Sub Above. Tony, thanks so much for hopping on with us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you out in Downers Grove at some time.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day. Tony Dirks, general manager, PGA Superstore, Downers Grove. He's on the Jersey Mike's Hotline with us. If you want to jump on in, 312-332-3776. Got a movie review coming up with you, Barry, because you went out and you watched The Shark, the latest 30 for 30.
But the good thing about movies for me, I don't have to go out anymore. I just turn on the TV. It was on ESPN, which was great. And, yeah, they had this great 30 for 30 on Greg Norman, The Shark. It was a little biography of him, and then they delved into his incredible loss at the 1996 Masters when Nick Faldo took him down, despite the fact that he had a 6-stroke lead. So it was a pretty good show.
So if you watched it, we want to hear from you as well. 312-332-3776. What'd you think? What'd you think of the format? All that stuff that's coming up next here on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our 3 Chicagoland locations today. We'll be right back.
Golf is on your mind and on the air right now.
This is the CDGA Golf Show
on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. I'm Tyler Rocky. He's Barry Cronin. We are on the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Let's give away another one of those CDGA starter packs, Barry. One CDGA towel, one Blackhawks towel, a sleeve of zero friction distance golf balls, a CDGA hat, a divot repair tool, and a free Jersey Mike sub. Give me a number. What number caller do you want to take for this one?
How about number 17? Which
17.
Is representative of nothing. It just popped into my mind. So
17 it is. Be caller 17 right now. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. You'll win one of those CDGA starter packs courtesy of the CDGA. All right, a little bit of film review now for us, Barry.
Right.
Because you watched the 30 for 30 on Greg Norman. The Shark is what it's called, and you can get it on ESPN+. They archive all of their 30 for 30s there. But you were describing the premise of it all to me, and I'm intrigued. It's something I'm going to watch this week, and I'll get back to you for it on the show next week. It didn't work out in my schedule this week to get to it, but can you take everyone through what you saw on ESPN earlier this week?
Right. It was a 30 for 30, and people who watch those 30 for 30 shows, they're all really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're well produced. You get the best interviews, all of that.
100%. And this was really interesting. So what they did was they did a little biography of Greg Norman. And really, though, the focal point of it was Greg Norman's epic choke at the 1996 Masters. He had a 6-shot lead going into the final round. Nick Faldo made a birdie, I think, on the 18th hole on Saturday, and that got him into the final pairing with Norman. Had he not made that birdie, he would have not played with Norman in the final round, and Norman would have played with Phil Mickelson instead. So, but Nick gets into the final round with him, and it's just, it's sort of how Norman was a kind of snake bit throughout his career. He had an opportunity to win the 1986 Masters when Jack Nicklaus won that incredible tournament, maybe one of the best Masters ever. He failed a couple of other times to win, and then he had Larry Mize chipped in on him in a playoff. Just an unbelievable. So now Larry Mize is, we're laughing, Larry Mize is going to the Champions Dinner every year, and poor Greg Norman is out to lunch, you know, and he's come so close. And Bob Tway won the 1993 PGA at Inverness, hitting a bunker shot and holing it. I mean, Norman has been slain by these lesser golfers so many times that people feel really bad for him. So, but it was him versus Faldo in the 96 Masters, and he had a six-shot lead, and everybody said, all right, finally, Norman's going to win his U.S. major. He won two British Opens, but he had never won a major in the United States. So, you know, but he had a six-shot lead, and he blew it to Faldo, and it was a great great recounting of it. And Norman cooperated with this, which was pretty amazing. They told Nick Faldo that they brought Norman back to Augusta National to relive this. And Faldo in his interview was, he did that? He went back and relived it? You know, it was inconceivable to Faldo that Norman would do this, but he did it. So yesterday, again, at the driving range, this was a subject of what did people think? Should he have gone back? I couldn't believe that he went back. Other people said, I thought it was great that he went back. There's a lot of division of opinion about Norman, and I think that my driving range conversations, it represented what people feel about him and should he have done this show.
I love the 30 for 30s that have extra purpose beyond just the, we're going to inform you of this epic sports event that took place X number of years ago. I think back, one of my favorite ones, and it's not just because I'm a Bears fan, but the 85 Bears one, to me, is great because there's greater purpose behind it. It's all these players writing these letters to Buddy Ryan, and they get those to him, and there's a really emotional moment at the end when he's reading all of them, and it's sort of that encapsulation. It's not necessarily about, oh, this team went out and won the Super Bowl and is one of the greatest football teams of all time. It is the bond that they had with their coach, Buddy Ryan. And that's why the premise of this is super intriguing to me, and why, even though I haven't watched it yet, I think I'm going to land in the camp of, I'm glad they did it the way they did it, where they bring him out there, and there is this greater purpose than, oh, he choked away the Masters back in 96.
Right. It isn't, you're exactly right. It isn't just a narrative about what happened. I believe these guys were the same producers that did the Michael Jordan,
yes,
The Last Dance.
Jason here,
yeah,
he did The Last Dance. He did a couple other 30 for 30s. He's one of the best at doing this stuff.
Exactly. And so part of this was, they asked Norman, have you ever watched the telecast of the 96 Masters? And he said no. So they gave him an iPad, and he sat next. Maybe it wasn't an iPad. Maybe it was a Microsoft Surface. I don't know. You know, God forbid I get this thing wrong. But so they had him sitting in a chair, and he was watching the iPad.
Right.
And
just like in The Last Dance.
Exactly. So there was that, and he reacted to that. And then, of course, they had him out at Augusta National. It was empty. It was empty. Mm-hmm. There was nobody on the course except him and these guys, you know, the producer and the camera people, whatever. So they brought him up to a few holes. And, you know, I mean, he's a great player. He can still hit it. Mm-hmm. They brought him into the locker room. And it was people need to watch it. I mean, it was pretty cool. And I will say this. Norman, it's for me, what he's doing with the Saudi League and mm-hmm. all that, to me, is kind of reprehensible. Mm-hmm. But after he did that 96 Masters, I know guys that covered that 96 Masters, some of the top media guys in the country, and they had a lot of respect for Norman because after he lost, he came in there,
right,
and he took it all, and he's a stand up guy. He says, well, the reason that I do that is that you're a sportsman, you're a professional sportsman. A lot of these characters are jerks, right? They walk out. I'm not going to talk to you, whatever. You know,
especially after one of the most crushing moments
right.
of their life.
I mean, totally crushing. Of all the tournaments that he lost by getting chipped in on or bought of a bunker or whatever, he stood up and took it like a man. You know, and I've always respected that about Norman. It was just quite interesting, and I'd be interested to see if we have any callers and what they thought of it. Should he have done it? Shouldn't he have done it? But it was pretty cool. He probably figured, hey, they're going to do it anyway. I might as well be there and do it. And he made the comment during the Masters, and he's quite full of himself. Let's say he said, well, I've probably had more impact on the Masters than a lot of the people who have won it. In other words, historically, and to some extent that's true. He could have won. He could have beaten Jack Nicklaus or got him into a playoff in the 86 Masters. All he had to do was make a par on 18, quote-unquote, all he had to do, right? Mm-hmm. It's not easy to do these things. He hit his tee shot in the middle of the fairway, and he had either a 5-iron or a 4-iron. And he admitted, it was just a perfect 5-iron. That's what I would have hit it right in the middle of the green, 2-putt, par, whatever. Instead, he's standing in the middle of the fairway, and he takes a 4-iron. Then he says he was going to feather it from left to right in close to the hole. And instead of feathering it in left to right, he pushed it deep into the crowd on 18, and he wound up making a bogey. And he didn't get into the playoff. But, I mean, he totally blew that hole.
Right.
And you could go through. Peter Costas is in there. He's got a lot of good comments. And, of course, the worst hairpiece in the history of American television, I'm afraid. But anyway, it was cool to see. And I think you, who were born after it occurred, would get a great golf education by watching it. And of course, when you see Nick Faldo now on TV, he's like the happy British man, you know.
Ruining shots now. We talked about that last week.
Exactly. But back in the day, Nick Faldo was an assassin, and he assassinated Norman that day. It was something else.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that this came out, too, in the wake of Norman running the Saudi Golf League, too. I mean, he's out doing everything everywhere, trying to be the guy, like you said. I mean, there is an ego to it, certainly. And so I'm not surprised that this is when everything's coming out right now. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Eric Ciotti from the Big Ten Network with the men's and women's golf championships coming up in the conference. We'll get his insight on everything that's going on there. This segment is brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. We'll talk to Eric Ciotti when we come back on the CDGA Golf Show.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
Here are your hosts, Barry Cronin
and Tyler Rocky.
On the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. We now welcome in a man who I met over the past weekend on Friday at our great CDGA member appreciation event, Eric Ciotti. He's an analyst for the Big Ten Network, does a lot of the men's and women's golf events for them as well. Eric, good morning. It was nice to meet you on Friday. It seems like whenever we talk, though, the rain comes out.
Tyler, the weather here in Pittsburgh is significantly better than it was on Friday. Let's put it that way.
Hey, folks who are listening, our listeners need to know that Eric was a star golfer at Northwestern University, a U.S. Open contestant, and I'm sure you still hit it around pretty great, Eric.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Barry. That's much appreciated.
Hey, you're out at the women's Big Ten championship, and you're at Fox Chapel Golf Course near Pittsburgh, a Seth Rayner design. And so for our architecture, elite architecture people that are into that, he's probably the best ever.
Yeah, Fox Chapel Golf Club, this is a fantastic facility. It's consistently ranked as one of the 10 best Rayner designs in the world. So it's fabulous. The golf course maintenance staff has done a tremendous job. Believe it or not, they had 2 inches of snow on the ground as of Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
But luckily, it's been 80 degrees the last 2 days. They did undergo a course renovation to renovate it closer to what Seth Rayner had originally intended. They did that in 2020, so they added a lot of the bunkers, a lot of the square bunker features that you see, both sides of the holes, and then also redesigning the greens to their original stature. So it's a great layout. The players are really enjoying it. It's in fabulous condition.
So we had a couple of young women from Illinois who played in the Augusta National Women's Amateur earlier this month. Crystal Wang of Illinois and Irene Kim of Northwestern both played in that event. Are they playing in this week?
Yeah, Crystal Wang is playing fabulously. She's actually in second place right now. She's just 2 shots out of the lead that's held by Monet Chun from Michigan. And Crystal Wang's had a great season. You know, she was a second team All Big Ten player in 2021. Didn't play so well last year in last year's event, but has really played well this year and is kind of willing the Illini towards the top of the leaderboard from a team standpoint as well.
I saw Monet Chun shot a 66, a career low for her the other day. That is helping Michigan power up in the rankings there. But who are some of the other big names to watch and move their way up the leaderboards here in the Big Ten Championships this week?
Yeah, so certainly one to watch would be Ashley Lau from Michigan. She's 3 over to this point. You know, again, there's only a handful of players under par, so you know she could certainly put together a solid round and kind of make her way back up the leaderboard and you know finish in the top five or maybe even challenge for the individual title. And then you got to keep an eye on Jennifer Kai from Northwestern. I had a chance to talk to her yesterday, and she seems really relaxed and really poised and really confident in her game. You know, the one thing, this is one of the intricacies about college golf is for Crystal Wang, her team is in fourth place, which means that she won't be able to play in, you know, the final set of groups there. So she will tee off about an hour before the leaders here. So she'll have a chance to kind of get in, get out there and post a number. And then she'll probably have to wait for around an hour or so until Monet Chun and Jennifer Kai and some of the other challengers finish there at the end. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out here over the next few hours.
So, who's winning right now? Who's ahead? What's going on? You know, it's hard to tell because the team golf is different than just our normal stroke play. Well, if you were just to tell somebody, oh, yeah, is Illinois going to win or are they leading or what?
So right now, Michigan's in first place. They're 2 under par through 36 holes here. We have 1 round to play. Michigan State and Northwestern are tied for second,
right.
Just 4 shots back, and then the Illini are 6 shots back. So those are kind of the 4 teams that I would expect to vie for that team championship crown. What's interesting to note, too, is Michigan and Illinois have never won the team championship in 40 years of playing the Big Ten championship. So obviously there's a lot to play for there. Michigan State has won this title 9 times, and Stacey Slobodnik-Stoll, who's the head coach of Michigan State, has won it 8 times. So they are certainly the favorites as far as the experience factor goes.
Well, how many times did Holly Saunders win it, though? That's what I really want to know. She was a Michigan Stater.
Yeah, I don't believe that she ever won the individual
game. Oh, that's disappointing to me. But so Illinois and Northwestern still have a chance to win this event.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just like I said, 4 shots back for Northwestern and 6 for Illinois. And, you know, conditions like this, I expect some birdies to be made. And, you know, the back nine does play a little bit harder than the front nine. So, you know, for those of you there that are following this championship, and there's live scoring available at golfstat.com. You know, if you want to see how the day plays out here. But I would expect, you know, some birdies early here in the first 9 holes and then, you know, we'll kind of have to see if these women can hang on and make some pars come in with some very difficult holes, the last four or five holes.
Right. Eric Ciotti, analyst for the Big Ten Network, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. All right, Eric, so as we head towards the finish line of this thing, what is going to be the most critical thing from a team aspect if they want to come out on top of the Big Ten Championship here?
Well, interesting to know, too, you know, the women, they play, there's six players for each team, and they count the low four scores. So traditionally, on the men's side, they only travel with five and take the low four scores. So with six players, if you have six players that are playing consistently well, you have a little bit of leeway there. You know, somebody makes a bogey, and it won't really kind of ruin your chances. So, you know, you really got to have all six players kind of firing on all cylinders and have an opportunity to post a score that will count toward the team score. So I do think that the winning team will have five or six women who are all playing consistently well and have an opportunity to change out those scores based on how they're doing here.
And as you said, the individual championship, that's a big deal, too. You have Monet Chun from Michigan at top of the leaderboard, Crystal Wang two shots back, and Jennifer Kai from Northwestern just three shots back. So really, that's going to be quite competitive, too, right?
Yeah, and like I said, with the exception of Crystal Wang, I mean, they'll all be able to play together in those final few groups. So, you know, the women's golf is really taken off. And, you know, I credit to these women. They're playing extremely well. And the one thing that I notice is, you know, they all hit it so ridiculously straight. So really, it's going to come down to who handles their business around the greens, right? Who's paying attention to all the intricacies of these Seth Rayner greens and, you know, who's leaving themselves at the right spot. And giving themselves birdie opportunities, but they all hit it so straight. I mean, you might as well just, you know, walk out there 250, 260 and put in the fairway and play from there. It's really, really awesome to see.
Eric Ciotti, analyst for the Big Ten Network with us on the CDGA Golf Show. Eric, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I mean, I can hear the birds chirping in the background there. It just sounds like golf where you're at right now.
That's probably Big Ten sound effects, right? The birds chirping.
Yeah, I thought
about doing this interview. I thought I was doing this for my car, and then I thought, yeah, it's so nice outside. I'm just going to stand out here. So those are real birds. Those are real sound effects. I can attest to that. So we're having a good time out here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep,
no problem. Check them out on the Big Ten Network, covering the men's and women's golf championships for the conference. Eric Ciotti, Big Ten Network. All right, when we come back, Barry, the match is back. But do you care, since there are no pros in it? We'll get to all of that and more in just a little bit. This segment was brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. We'll also give away a CDGA prize pack when we come back as well. So be sure to be listening for that. We'll be right back on the CDGA Golf Show.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Barry Cronin and Tyler Rocky.
Thank you to Ron Cassidy, Tony Dirks, Eric Ciotti for joining the show today. Thank you to Jake Cantu for producing. It'll be Jesse and Xander. Jesse Rogers, Mark Xander coming up at 10 a.m., getting you ready, leading you into White Sox baseball as they try to avoid the sweep against the Minnesota Twins. I'm sure there's some Bulls that they want to get to today. By the way, our last guest, Eric Ciotti, he was at the Bulls game, maybe one that he didn't want to go to.
Yeah, boy.
Given the final results of that one.
Not good.
By the way, this segment brought to you by X-Golf Downers Grove with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. I also got a text from our buddy Mike Gilligan from the CDGA. He said he was out playing yesterday, checked in. Long ball Mike, as he likes to call himself. Played yesterday, made five birdies in seven holes, shot a 32-36 for a 68 on the day at Springbrook. How about Mike Gilligan?
Wow.
Making us all look bad here. Let's give away another one of those CDGA starter packs as well. You're going to get a towel, a Blackhawks towel, and a CDGA towel in there. Sleeve of zero, friction distance balls, a CDGA hat, divot repair tool, and a free Jersey Mike sub. Be caller 10 right now, 312-332-3776, 312-332-3776. All right, real quick, we got to get to this because the match is back. It is a quarterback match. You've got the old heads in the room with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, going up against the youngsters in Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. This is all going to take place on June 1st out in Las Vegas. Don't know if Las Vegas is the place you want to be playing golf on June 1st, just because of the heat and that desert that you can get out there. But are you intrigued by this because there are no pros in it? Because to me, I think part of the fun of what this initially was, it started as sort of the Tiger fill right around that Thanksgiving. But some of the fun of it was that there was nothing else going on at the time. Like, you saw some of these pop up during the pandemic, and you saw the fodder back and forth between some of these guys. I just don't have the intrigue in this without some of the golf characters in there.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Certainly, TNT is going to televise it. These guys are huge stars, Rodgers and Brady versus Mahomes and Josh Allen. What I don't know is if people will be able to – those guys are good players. They're probably all single-digit handicaps.
Rodgers and Brady for sure. I wonder what a Josh Allen-Patrick Mahomes duo is like.
I don't think Josh Allen's played a lot of golf in his life, right? I mean, I just don't think so, and I don't know about Patrick. But, you know, one thing about the PGA Tour, you watch on television, those guys are so good. They hit greens, they make putts, they do, you know, they chip and putt. So it's interesting and it's intriguing. You go, wow, these guys are the best players in the world. Even the guys you never heard of, right? The Brian Stewards of the world. And, you know, these guys are just fabulous golfers. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't think the golf is going to be very good,
it's,
right?
It's going to be a 12. It's going to be more of a trash talk fest, I think, back and forth, which can be intriguing at times. But all right, that's going to do it for us here on the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment brought to you by X Golf Downers Grove, with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. Barry and I will be back next week talking all things golf, PGA Tour, and more with you.
From the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank State Street Studio, this is WNBF.